Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Hour number two, Rich Sheepin sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. And right before the break, I was talking about regarding what to believe and who hasn't really sold us out, you know, who hasn't been taking the money, accepting the blackmail. And I was talking about science and healthcare and our own hospitals, academia, mathematicians, climate hoaxers, polls, elections, judges, lawyers, courts, all groups who want to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, bankers, politicians, big tech, big corporations, big pharma. I even mentioned the military. I sure hope they honor their oath. We're living in very scary times. I mean, even the FCC, I think it's the FCC, but the government organization that runs emergency comms, the broadcast system, you know, there's a lot of talk right now if something goes down over the next more declassifications, if you will, showing election and voter fraud, which I don't know. There's so much evidence. I mean, and we have our own Supreme Court not even willing to look at the evidence. It's just a real joke what America's turned into. Everybody's bought and paid for. There's no legitimacy in any institution right now. But regarding our broadcast system, our emergency comms, if you will, I hear people saying that, well, you know what, if they don't let President Trump use the emergency broadcast system, that's against the law. Are you kidding me? Against the law? I mean, they've been spying on Donald Trump for years. Fake Russia collusion. I mean, this hoax, that hoax, fake Mueller trials, fake dossiers. I mean, and then the Republicans say, oh, well, these people, these rhino neocon traitors, they're going to lose their primaries. What a joke. Our elections are rigged. They don't care. It's totally fake. It's totally made up. There's no legitimacy in elections anymore. Come on. Please send me a check, and I have a bridge to sell you. I can't tell you when it's going to get there, but it'll probably be a virtual bridge. So you can print it out and put the picture on the wall. Thank you very much. This is the illusion that we're living in America, from the economy to our everything. We've turned... Once we've eliminated the voice of the people through freedom of speech and elections, it's gone. That's why this next 7 days is so important, folks. I'm looking at the clock and I'm like, whoa. So let me go to more information, more articles, and I'm going to go through them as quickly as possible, which is hard to do because some of them are so surreal I have to make comments on. Texas election fraudster caught in Project Veritas, undercover sting, arrested for widespread vote harvesting. This is Texas. This is one of the states President Trump won. This is a phenomenon all over the country because they tried to get every state they could because he won in such a landslide, folks. What a joke. Next. The identity of Capitol policeman who shot unarmed Ashley Babbitt dead has not been released. Why is that? Does it not fit the narrative? Is he not a white male heterosexual with a Christian name? We'll have to see. Next, Barbara Boxer registers as foreign agent of China. How can this be, people? A few years ago, if you had a 20-year spy working for you, you'd be hung for treason. What the hell is going on with our country? Next, nobody is watching the NFL playoffs. Ratings crash. Now, I can't prove this to you, but I was always a very big NFL fan. My first Super Bowl I watched is when Broadway Joe won the Super Bowl and Super Bowl III for the New York Jets. I have not missed the Super Bowl yet. Last 2 years, I haven't seen regular season games, just a few playoff games in the Super Bowl. This year, not only have I not watched a game, I have not seen a playoff game, and I have no desire to watch a bunch of sellouts to our country in the Super Bowl. I don't care. Your bread and circus doesn't mean anything to me any longer. You're sellouts. You're working for your gazillionaire owners, and they've coerced you and strong-armed you to do something that you shouldn't be doing. That's communism, people. Next, small business death spiral begins. Next, restaurant and hotel workers hit with devastating layoffs in the industry. Next, 655 people have $4 trillion in wealth and $200 million can't cover a $1,000 expense. Well, just taking all three of those articles together, folks, we talked about fascism. We talked about how small business is going to create. We talked about leisure and hospitality, where nobody wants to be tracked and traced and give their credit card anymore so they're at a hotel and the powers that be know it. Now, sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to travel. You have to do it. But nobody, the majority of people, are going to abstain from leisure and hospitality if they're being tracked and traced and followed and documented. People don't want that anymore. Okay, next, Antifa, we should just call them Blantifa, led the attack at the Capitol that was utterly obvious, award-winning journalist Michael Yon on the Capitol protest. Tons of evidence of that. I'm going to get to it if I have time as well. Next, FBI activity looking at putting Capitol attackers on no-fly list. This is communist. This is USSR Nazi stuff. Next, turncoat VP Pence ignored a letter from Republicans in Wisconsin legislature in December contesting the results. Ignored it. See, facts don't matter. Evidence don't matter anymore, folks. It's irrelevant. That means you're irrelevant. That means you don't have a say. You get it? House Republican Liz Cheney. There has never been a greater betrayal by a president. I will vote to impeach. Last 2 days ago when I was on the air, I gave tons of quotes, paraphrases, referred to videos of so many Democrats who have induced violence, from Nancy Pelosi to Schumer to Maxine Waters. There is so many. I talked about the comparison between the Capitol so-called siege and what Blantifa's done, like 23 times more deaths, like 150 times more small businesses being destroyed, like way more rapes, like way more statues being pummeled, like way more small businesses being destroyed. It's not even a comparison, folks. Remember, the mainstream media and the people on the left represent the elite. Their job is propaganda hoaxes, false flags, and lies, and especially gaslighting, which is a subset of lies. Next, Dem lawmaker introduces resolution to abolish electoral college. If they do that, folks, unless you're living around maybe L.A. and New York City, maybe a few other metropolitan areas, you will not have a say for anything. You realize that, right? Next, economy ECB head Christine Lagarde calls for global regulation of, quote, reprehensible Bitcoin. Well, when I checked this morning, Bitcoin was up like 14, 15% because she said that. In the last 24 hours, Bitcoin has done nothing but climb up. I haven't checked the last half an hour, but before the broadcast, I did. This is basically, she just basically gave up the ghost here. Next, chaos in Italy, government collapses. Now, is this because of the Leonardo satellites that were affecting the steal of the election? Is this possibly because the Pope has been arrested? Don't know. See, that's the problem. Unless we have even reliable information, it looks like the FBI and the DOJ have sold out the American people and a big portion of the CIA. So when you get information from so-called official authorities or credible sources, and I'm using air quotes here, you can't even believe them. I believe zero, nothing, nada. What institutions, what the government says, what experts say, there's so much evidence of being bought and paid for and blackmail. I believe nothing. Zero. That's why we always say on this show is that you need to read, research, not be a follower, be a thinker. Verify on your own. That's what America needs to do today. Next, Democrats discuss liberation of the South. If you live in the South, folks, and they install Joe Biden, you want to get the hell out of there because it's going to be ugly. Next, another leftist arrested from Capitol protest is identified as a Democrat, 34-year-old son of a New York judge. Must be a conspiracy theory. I don't know where I read it. Oh, my gosh, I'm shocked. That's sarcasm. Next, Michigan judge orders Democrat Secretary of State to release all communications with Dominion, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, and Google. Now, I don't know if this is a good cop, bad cop. I don't know if she said this because she got the thumbs up and okay that everything has, all the evidence has been purged and can't be found. Don't know. Don't believe a word they say. Not a word. Nothing. Nada. Zip. Next, university professor resigns after speaking at Trump rally. Retires, resigns, because he was forced to, because he spoke at a Trump rally. This is Nazi, Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot, all rolled into one, people. Next, Democrats changed House rules so they could smear President Trump repeatedly during impeachment sham as a racist and white supremacist. It's true. I really try hard to do my research, folks. See, this is what happens. When we live in a world that's made up, that's an illusion, where subjective emotional opinions dominate research objective facts, then the masses of people will always be dominated, cultivated, groomed to buy into whatever the narrative is. Doesn't matter how outrageous, how inaccurate it is. So all the rights and protections given to the little people, which I call the bottom 93%, will no longer be available. We, the people, will have a new pronoun. We'll be called them, and we'll be called subjects. Treason, high crimes, fraud, foreign interference by the elite will be the norm. That's what we can expect.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Finelli. Right before the broadcast, I was talking about treason, high crimes, fraud. I want you to keep in mind that fraud is supposed to have a statute of limitations associated with it. So if someone did fraud years ago, they can still be put in prison for that fraud. The big problem is not the evidence, not the facts. The big problem is the lack of courage from people, from the whether it be the Supreme Court or anyone, willing to do their job, because they're very willing to be bought and paid for and blackmailed. So if that happens, nothing will matter. Nothing matters anymore, because the manufactured narrative from the elite delivered to you will be delivered to you by their lieutenant. I call them the lieutenants, basically the bought and paid for sellouts. So all definitions will become politically incorrect, reinterpreted. Definitions of corruption, fraud, extortion, racketeering, manipulation, nothing will have meaning any longer. The word oath, duty, jurisdiction, facts, evidence will literally be made up as we go along for the benefit of the very few. Betraying the Constitution will end up being a reality show. and crimes and punishment will only be applicable to the little guy to keep them in line. While the cover-ups of all the crimes and the purging of evidence for the elite will continue while offering useful idiots divide and conquer excuse behaviors to eliminate any chance of synergy and unity. This is what we're walking into. The elite will even make the Nuremberg Code and the Geneva Convention obsolete. They'll erase it from history. They'll redefine it. And if you bring it up in context with objective facts, you'd be called a racist. But don't believe us, people. We're all conspiracy theorists. Or maybe we could blame it on Russia. That's right, it was all Russia's fault. And if that doesn't work, why they put you in handcuffs and inject poison in your body and displace you from your job because you're not from the right group and you don't have rights, protection, or restitution on the rule of law because you don't have enough victim group status or group self-pity points, it won't matter because there'll be no one left to stand up for you. Basically, everything that I've said here, I've proven in articles in economics and math and facts and evidence over the years. Often, most of it in recent months. So what we're walking into is Beijing Biden's banana fake republic. Will be known as the BBBFR. The BBBFR. Beijing Biden's banana fake. So we live the consequences of decades of inaction towards political correctness. The so-called experts, the official authorities, the infiltrated will offer to be paid off, blackmailed, and serve their own self-preservation needs and not the people's rights to justice. That's where we're heading. Restitution rights will be a thing of the past. Welcome to Beijing, America. So, I'm looking at the clock here, and I'm looking at my articles, and as usual, I'm not going to get close, but it's so hard not to go up into tangents here, people. So, next article, more than 1 million attended President Trump rallies. Since Labor Day, not a single window broke. Policemen attacked. No one was killed, except for what happened at the Capitol. And Trump wasn't behind violence because he said peaceful. But yet they are getting rid of Trump.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The House of Representatives voted 232 to 197 to impeach President Trump on a single count of incitement of insurrection. Nothing else will take place until Trump has already left office. Nearly a year after the coronavirus was released on the World Health Organization is getting boots on the ground in Wuhan, China. Gordon Chang, senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute, tells Fox News the narrative on their findings will be controlled by Beijing.
This WHO mission should have been a year earlier. You know, this is the third WHO mission. The first two were just single-day affairs. And this, at this point, is for us, you know, it's just publicizing China's narrative. These guys are not going to be able to do what they need to do, which is to stay there months and months and to talk to everybody unfettered. But this is very heavily negotiated. Beijing has made sure that the terms of admission are such that we will learn nothing.
USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Now that President Trump has been impeached by Congress for a second time, what happens next? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
With the House's impeachment vote on Wednesday, all eyes are now in the Senate to see what the next steps will be. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he would not call the Senate back into session to address the articles, meaning the earliest the process would start is the day before President Trump leaves office. Senator Lindsey Graham called on President-elect Joe Biden to push for an end to the impeachment process. The South Carolina Republican told Fox News that the effort to remove President Trump was a divisive attack on the presidency.
To my Republican colleagues, let's stand up for the idea that post-presidential impeachments are bad for the presidency, bad for the country, and if we go along with it as Republicans, we will destroy the Republican Party. If we do it as a Senate, I think over time we'll destroy the presidency. So Joe Biden, if you're watching tonight, you have a chance to practice what you preach. You should call on Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and say, for the good of the country, President Trump will be leaving office on January the 20th. Let's stop impeachment. Let's stop it now.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Trump is the only president in history to be impeached twice.
Like all of you, I was shocked and deeply saddened by the calamity at the Capitol last week. As I have said, the incursion of the U.S. Capitol struck at the very heart of our republic. It angered and appalled millions of Americans across the political spectrum. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everyone. Rich Sheben sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today. And I am going to continue with more articles, more information. I'm looking at the clock, and I just can't believe it. All right, next. Everywhere a Trump voter turns, he sees apolitical organizations enlisting in the resistance. Here's an email just sent to every kid in America applying to college through the Common App. And this is another good time for me to say yes. Everything that I refer to, read, you, quote, paraphrase, has been, I try my best to verify its authenticity, and it's all published in the public domain. And what I'm about to read to you is surreal. And this is an email, again, sent to every kid in America applying to college. I'm going to quote this. Sit down, please. We witnessed a deeply disturbing attack on democracy on Wednesday when violent white supremacist insurrectionists stormed the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to undo a fair and legal election. I'm trying not to stick my finger down my throat. Pardon the sidebar. The stark differences between how peaceful black and brown protesters have been treated for the years relative to Wednesday's coup again call attention to open wound of systemic racism. What this is, people, is more efforts by the elite who control the left, who fund the left, to make more race wars. They want race wars. They want gender wars. They want sexual orientation wars. They want religious wars. They want civil wars. They don't care how they get it, as long as they get divide and conquer strategies. And here's another article right here. Conservatives cannot be teachers, police officers, doctors, lawyers, coaches, or bosses. It's constitutionally unfair to others who are subjected to the conservatives' deranged judgment. Conservatives can do menial work until they're ready to join the human race. And that was a quote from a Democrat on Twitter. Propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, gaslighting, divide and conquer strategies. I am out of breath talking about all of the ways, all the examples, never mind of fraud, but fraud for everything to divide us. No, I have nothing against Democrats. I have nothing against the left. If you still think it's a left-right paradigm, that's your problem. But it really is the aristocracy managing, controlling the little people. I promise you. It's an addiction to power, money, and control. So I'm not against the Democrats. I'm against fraud. I'm anti-totalitarian, tyrannical, communist insurrection. I'm anti-multiple coups against a sitting, duly elected president, which is against the Constitution, which we've talked about in great detail and specificity. I'm against the changing of laws. I'm against eliminating the rule of law for precedence. I'm against oligarchies and the big governments that can be installed at will, including presidency and politicians, to displace jobs, businesses, opportunities under the guise of suppressing or rewarding some group. We're walking into a trap, folks, where all jobs will be unearned. For example, it could be nepotism connections from a super wealthy, or it could be people getting jobs based on some manufactured narrative of victim or protectionist group status. Quality, standards, expectations, qualifications will be redefined or eliminated. It's not an equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity issue. I need to say this over and over and over again. I have given thousands of examples to show it's not about your group, hyphen, and pronoun. It's about taking the money and opportunity from the little guy and giving it to the top 1% to 2%. And then taking away your mind, your opportunity, your freedom, your liberty, your protection and rights and restitution under the rule of law. I've given thousands and thousands of examples of this. What it really boils down to is you'll never have representation again. Due process, chance of prosperity, unless maybe you're part of the bread and circus crowd. Even your right to pursue happiness will be eliminated. As long as we allow the enabled to corrupt us and divide us and conquer us, we're going to be played, we're going to be used. This is why I talk so often about the delegitimization of work, folks. It's real. When you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job because of what group you're in, you destroy our country. Feeling entitled to play the victim group status card is a divide and conquer strategy. And when you demand no rights, protection, or restitution of the rule of law for people who have been targeted and affected, you're allowing runaway power to be unchecked. And you're enabling, protecting the most corrupt companies and industries in the world with things like liability immunity, which creates more wealth inequality. If you put yourself, your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun before America, then it's all over. We are allowing the rule of law to be changed with precedence, which gives free lunch to the elite with no accountability. And that's one of the reasons we have one category, a subcategory in America now called hypocrisy and double standards. So, what's the bottom line? Well, the bottom line is the state's going to be your daddy now. Not just in the context of all of these decades of kicking males out of the household. The state will be your daddy, and you will be their children, which means they make the rule. And guess what? Your daddy is going to be run by non-elected people, so you'll have no say. There'll be no accountability. People who didn't earn their money or their position, in most cases, this will be the new America. So let me get back to more articles here. Oh, my gosh, the time's going fast. Biden's Homeland Security will tax children. These are Project Veritas's. I'm just going to mention a couple of them. PBS Council, who worked for PBS, said children should be taken away and put in re-education camps. This is what they say behind the scenes. They admit they didn't, or they apologize later, only after they get caught. This is what they want to do. Take your children, people. Next, FBI file dump. Nancy Pelosi's brother charged with raping underage girls, like 11-year-old girls. Next, Nancy Pelosi getting rid of the word mother and father and daughter and brother and sister, even though it's all over her bio. What a proud mother and wife and grandmother she is. What a joke. Hypocrisy and double standards run rampant. Next, Louie Gohmert dunks on Pelosi, quotes her support for Black Lives Matter. Liberals freak out. Well, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Presley, all these people are caught on video and or audio asking for violence against the Republicans. And you're pointing the finger at President Trump when Antifa were the first people to storm, when there's so much evidence of this? Next, Pelosi chooses China spy lover Eric Swalwell to be on her new impeachment panel. You cannot make this up. And then Swalwell compares Trump to Bin Laden when he was doinking a Chinese spy. Verified. You can't even make this stuff up, people. Next. Delta kicks two women off for having a private conversation about Trump. Octon! Show me your papers. Octon! Next. Science and tech, here we go. Twitter allows OnlyFans star to post child rape fetish images after banning Trump and his supporters. But you can basically allow child rape fetish images on Twitter. You can't, I have no words for this. Next, Curt Schilling of baseball says AIG canceled his insurance over his conservative beliefs. It shouldn't be right or left wing. It shouldn't be conservative or liberal. These are all fake terms. It should be about freedom, liberty, justice for all. It should be about our country. It should be about the rule of law. Stop with these labels that mean nothing. And good news, I don't have much of it, Ron DeSantis, Florida to divest all state funds from Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and Google. I think, Ron, it's a little too little and too late, but we really appreciate you standing up for the rule of law, standing up for antitrust laws. All right, next. The FBI is setting up state capitol protests as false flags ops. So people, if you're planning on going to the Capitol, walk with your hands in your pocket, don't bring a weapon, don't engage, because this is what they want to do. I've been reading for the last few days, there's going to be false flag after false flag after false flag. Even though BLM or Blantifa activists are posted as Trump supporters before Capitol false flag. And there's so much evidence. I talked a lot about that on Tuesday. Everybody in the alternative media has been talking about this. It's a joke. Peter Strzok and Lisa Page text messages and the explosive interview notes of a lead FBI agent who admitted the Bureau never had any evidence of collusion but sustained the probe in a failed effort to get Trump. Next, now that the FBI has confirmed the Capitol riots were planned many days prior to Trump's January 6th speech, now the Democrat impeachers are moving the goalposts to prove that Trump incited the violence from his January 6th speech to remarks he made weeks earlier because he mentioned the word stolen. You can't make up this crap. You can't even come close. A Twilight Zone episode writer couldn't pull this off. Next, Thomas Zimmerman, who serves as a special agent to the president for presidential personnel under Joe Biden, formerly served as a visiting scholar at what the FBI has called a front group for Chinese intelligence collection and overseas spy equipment the National Pulse can reveal. Again, folks, all published articles in the public domain. I do not make this stuff up, okay? Next, videos just uncovered of the Capitol riots, the Blantifa saying, what's the floor plan? Talking about detailed schematics of the building. See, when they talk about Nancy's laptop being stolen and there's certain evidence involved, to me it's all speculation. I'm not seeing anything. I know there's a lot of treason coming from the left. But all this is Blantifa. All of it. Proven. Next, the Supreme Court rejected a Democratic bid to force universal vote-by-mail in Texas, leaving intact the state law won't compromise election integrity in Texas with voting schemes that are subject to fraud. We will protect elections in Texas. Hey, Supreme Court, how about protecting the elections of our country instead of sitting back with a big fat paycheck with no accountability? Welfare workers.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Rich Sheepman here from Montana. And as always, not usual, but always, time just flies. And I go into so many sidebars, which is almost impossible to resist because of the ridiculousness of some of these propagandas and hoaxes and false flags and sedition and treason and selling out of fellow Americans. It's we're living in a surreal time. And I sure hope it could be fixed. And that's one of the reasons I talk about the word oath and duty along with the military, because everything, I've mentioned so many unconstitutional actions, not just with the election fraud, but the treason and the sedition is overwhelming. Us Americans, us little people who don't have any rights or restitution under the rule of law, are hoping that you guys remember your oath and your duty to the people. Next, Georgia state senators who backed attempts to overturn presidential elections stripped of committee assignments for telling the truth. See, this is what they do. They demonetize us. They demonize us. They discredit us. They delegitimize us. You're not allowed to tell the truth. You could be a dummy. You could be a sellout. You could be a traitor. You could be a tattletale and a snitch. As long as you read off the scripted cards. Read off the scripted cards. Next. All over the wires, Capitol Storm was a pre-planned event. I think we've given so much evidence of that. It was staged. It was a false flag. It was a political psyop. We've given so much evidence to support all that. Timeline confirms Capitol storm began while POTUS was giving his speech. I talk about that, but I didn't talk about the last sentence that's coming up. Even though the president was calling for peaceful and patriotic protests, it's in video, it's in audio, it's in transcript, it's all there. Democrats say it isn't, but it's there. But could this be why the president started an hour late? Because the siege was planned. Just something I'm throwing out there, folks, don't know. Again, when you don't have the inside information, a lot of it's speculation. A couple things about COVID, China. China rewrites COVID history, purges 300 studies linking virus to Wuhan lab. Now, if you recall, I read an article from AnnaVonWrites.com where she said GlaxoSmithKline literally owns the Wuhan lab. Again, all the information I get, I try to verify. I try to verify from credible, valid sources. I don't make any of this stuff up. I know I say this disclaimer often. I don't do this just to protect myself. I do this because I want you to know that I don't make this stuff up. It all comes to me from credible sources. Next, rate of adverse effects or events caused by coronavirus vaccines, 50 times higher than the flu shots. 50, that's 50. Not 50, 50. 50 times higher. And I've seen people shake from their legs to their arms. I've mentioned many deaths from this. It's up to you. I'm not telling anybody how to live. I'm trying to give information through, again, credible sources. Next, Trump to present bombshell evidence that COVID came from the Wuhan lab. Well, nothing against Donald Trump. He's my president. I'm going to stick with him to the very end because I know he won this in a landslide because I've been doing the study for this. I've been seeing the evidence. You know, it's just like that that Pulitzer guy. I mean, this is getting to the point where things are just a twilight zone and evidence doesn't even matter. We can't have that. You know, it's like, here it is, Jovan Pulitzer. I'm going to read it to you again like I did in the beginning of the broadcast. He just created a PDF talking about congressional election fraud, okay, interference. For those of you who might be coming into the broadcast late, he has evidence. It's been vetted and it's factual evidence of 65, that's 65, foreign countries participating in attacking seven key states here in the United States with over 600 county polling locations. People, we can't allow them to do whatever they want, inject us with poison, rape your children. How do they normalize cover up crimes for pedophilia? They normalize it. We have to stand up for nutritional foods. We don't want to be taxed out. We don't want to be pushed in the cities. They say it's about ethics, morals, values, rule of law, accountability. No, that depends on what group you're in. They're setting precedents for everything. Pretty soon we'll have one group. We'll be all poor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.